98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station.
Doan scores on the rebound!
Shane Doan.
Shane Doan got a piece of it. I think this goal is going to go to the captain.
Captain Coyote.
Shane Doan sends a one-hopper on net. He scores! The captain!
Coyotes legend Shane Doan, up early to talk Coyotes hockey with Bickley and Murata.
Shot by Shane Doan. He scores!
Brought to you by Bell Ford, where it's all about the experience. One small step off I-17 in Bell, one giant Ford store.
Bickley and Murata mornings live from the Auction Community Studios on this Tuesday. Hoping to hook up with Shane Doan in the next couple of minutes. Coyotes, yeah. Unfortunately, playing out the string. One of the 10 teams around the league that has been eliminated from playoff competition. They do have a game tonight against the New Jersey Devils, another team that's been eliminated. But one thing that I'm always curious about, too, is when you're in a situation like that in a long season, Bic,
yeah,
what it's like for players to just go through that process of getting ready for games, and obviously you want to compete and acquit yourself well,
mm-hmm.
But man, the motivation at this point of the season's got to be tough, and especially when you're considering the Coyotes' plight, they're running into their last few games at Gila River Arena until they move to a different home next year.
Oh, yeah, that's right, at the end of an era.
Mm-hmm.
And what a glorious era it was.
You did say era and not error.
Well,
right?
Maybe I did say that. Maybe that's what I meant. Yeah, listen, no, I agree. I think at the least, though, you take solace in the fact that I do think the Coyotes found the right guy as a head coach. I am really grown fond of Bear, Andre Turigny, and Bill Armstrong is a GM. He's a legit hockey guy, so that's all good.
Yeah, I was looking at the schedule only tonight and then five more home games after that. So if you want to visit Gila River Arena for mm-hmm. hockey one last time.
If you want to say goodbye,
yeah,
sort of, you know, square yourself with everything.
Carolina on the 18th, Chicago on the 20th, Washington on the 22nd, St. Louis, and then the last game of the year against Nashville.
It's really a shame because the arena is very, very, very nice. I was there for the Journey Toto concert over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I had something called brisket nachos, Vinny, and they were delightful.
Oh.
They were, I was like, wow, this is not what you normally expect from...
You ever have the hunger pains hit you? Right
did
when somebody mentions a food,
yeah.
You mentioned brisket and nachos
right
together,
just kicked it in,
and now I am hungry.
Okay, there you go. So it's I hadn't even thought about that. So that literally will be the end of an era.
Yeah, it will be. And joining us now is the Coyotes Chief Hockey Development Officer Shane Doan, who checks in on Bickley and Murata mornings. Good morning, Doaner.
Good morning. I apologize. I think I was calling and you guys were calling. I apologize. I think we're getting busy signals going back and forth.
Shane, Doaner, just blame it on Jerry.
Yeah,
just
I was going to say, we know whose fault it is. He's not even here, but it's his fault.
I actually called him in the middle of it, and he didn't answer. So I'm
of course not.
yeah. So
we were just talking.
How are you guys doing?
Good. We were just talking about this point of the season for the way things have gone, and you know the Coyotes where they are organizationally right now, and unfortunately, I know you've been in this situation too during your playing career. Can you express how is it difficult to get motivated for games at this point after you've been eliminated from the playoffs, and what kind of challenge does that present to the guys on this year's team?
Without a doubt, it is one of those things as a team. It's so hard to kind of get to the spot where you need to. Mentally, because you play the whole reason you play is to try to win the Stanley Cup. You play because you're competitive, but you play because you want a chance to win. And I think for different guys, you're in different kind of categories. And if you're a young guy that's gotten called up, I think it's a little bit easier because you're trying to prove that you want to play in the league. But if you're a veteran guy that's been in the league for a while, that's hard because you're like, man, the whole point of me doing this is to win a Stanley Cup, and we're not going to have a shot at it. We're not going to have a chance at it. And then sitting beside you is a 23-year-old young guy that's been playing in Tucson the whole year, and he knows that he's playing for a contract for next year. So you try to feed off of that, but it is difficult.
The difference between playoff hockey and regular season hockey is so profound, and the urgency and the excitement attached is so euphoric. I've always believed that that's been one of the fatal flaws with the Coyotes. They've never been able to sort of really indoctrinate Valley sports fans on a yearly basis of how great the NFL playoffs are. And you think how things might be different, you know, had the Valley had that to cheer, like, you know, regularly.
Oh, my goodness. So you look at what happened in the last time we were in the playoffs and the run and the excitement that was around the team. And by the time you have two or three runs in the playoffs back-to-back years where you go to the conference finals. So obviously, if you can get all the way to the Stanley Cup, it changes the whole mindset of your fan base, because you're right. There is nothing even close in my mind to playoff hockey. The intensity and the drama of it, the storylines that come out of it. I think that's probably the biggest piece, is that when you have a playoff run, there's these incredible storylines. You look at what the Suns did last year, and the way that they've been able to carry it over this year is incredible. And the storylines now, because how Booker stepped up in the playoffs, and how, you know, CP3 was so good in the playoffs, and he hasn't won the championships, and those storylines start to play out amongst your fan base, which then makes them more vested in the team, and I think that's huge.
Talking to Shane Doan, as we do every Tuesday, Coyotes Chief Hockey Development Officer here on Bickley and Murata Mornings. Looking at the playoff field, the way it's shaping up, and I know there's a lot of good teams, but a team that I've been looking at now three straight years as the team that I think is going to win the Cup, and they haven't won it yet, the Colorado Avalanche, going back to the bubble season, they looked unbeatable against the Coyotes in that second round. Last year, they get tripped up early before they even reached the conference finals. Is this finally the year that the Avalanche put it all together and they have the goaltending to win the Cup?
Man, they got such an elite team. This playoffs is going to be fun, because there's probably, I'd say, five teams that are legit. I think Colorado is the most talented. You look at what Kempf has been doing in the last four and a half months. In the first month and a half that he was there, he wasn't what I don't think he wanted to be. But in the last four and a half months, that guy is, he's got to start getting talk about being in the top three goaltenders in the league.
Wow.
and running for the Vezina, because he has put up numbers that are just, you know, they're special. And if he can continue to do that, and what he did for us when we were in the playoffs or in the bubble or whatever that was that they called that,
yeah,
what he did for us when we played against Nashville, he was incredible. And if he can sustain or get to that level, man, they're going to be a really tough out. But Minnesota is not going to be easy, and Calgary is not going to be easy. Those two teams are going to be really hard, and they're going to be physical, and they're going to be a grind. And when you play those two teams, it's going to be a battle, and Calgary has to go through both of them. So whoever gets to the finals this year, they're going to earn it, and that's going to be a little bit of a battle of attrition and who's going to be physically healthy by the time you get there.
All right, Doner, I don't know if you saw this story, but Alec Bohm is a young third baseman for the Philadelphia Phillies. He committed three errors last night, and the crowd started giving him like that sarcastic cheer every time he made a play afterwards.
Yeah.
And they caught him on camera saying, "I hate this bleeping place," which only made the issue worse for him. So my question is this: if you're an NHL player, what is the comp to Philadelphia? What is the sports town or the market in the NHL that is the roughest on
Philadelphia?
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Well, Philadelphia is, if you're a goaltender, like they joke about, it's the graveyard for goaltenders there in Vancouver. I mean, those, if you're a goaltender and they can get on you in Philly pretty bad, they love you though so much if you do well. Like, that's the thing. Like, but yeah, Philadelphia is hard. I think some of the Canadian cities, they can turn on you in a hurry. In Canada, everyone played hockey and should have played in the NHL. So if you're not playing,
they were just one break away, Shane. One break away from making it all the way.
Well, it was that coach. I hurt my knee when I was 14, and that coach didn't like me. But hey, I love the way the kid handled it. So yeah, I'd say some of the Canadian markets can be pretty hard on you, but the way the kid handled it,
he's
a good player too. And he started the rally in the bottom of the eighth, so he kind of probably got away with it. If they had lost that game, he would have been feeling it. But I like the way he just said, yeah, I said it. I let my emotions get the best of me.
Yeah.
You guys, hopefully they don't really think that about him, and it might endure him to them.
That's I think he defused it. Again. Yeah. I think he handled it perfectly, like you said. And look at you. You are so versatile, Donor. You are always up on whatever sports story you throw.
Alex Bohm on his fantasy team.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
No, I dropped him.
I hate to pile on because the D-backs are down after only four games, but please tell me you don't have any Diamondbacks on your fantasy teams this year.
Oh,
Donor.
I do. Oh, I do. I know. I do. I have... Well, I've had Ketel Marte for a couple of years now.
That's not bad.
He is my son's favorite. And then I picked up Zach Gallen, and I'm hoping his thumb's feeling a little better, and he got over his boo-boo on his thumb. So,
right?
Spoken like a true hockey player.
Yeah. Spoken like a true hockey player.
A cut on his finger, keeping him out tonight. That doesn't happen in hockey.
No. But I like him. I think he's got a chance. I think they're going in the right direction. You look at their minor league team, and they're probably in a similar situation to us, probably a little bit ahead of where we are, and hopefully they can get it going. They got some elite talent up top with a couple of their guys, and hopefully they can put it all together.
Yep.
Donor, I'm a huge Torrey fan, so.
Yeah. Donor, always good to talk to you, man. We will talk to you again next Tuesday.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks,
Shane Doan, Coyotes Chief Hockey Development Officer, joining us, as he does on Tuesday mornings. Coming up,